3, 2, 1. I'm always amazed at the lengths people and governments will go to in order to avoid introspection, the ability to look at yourself with a critical eye and say to others, maybe I made a mistake here. Take what appears to be the most pressing problem facing us today, COVID-19. What I hear more and more is that the news media are making the problems worse by reporting, well, all of the problems. Unfortunately, this gets back to the old kill-the-messenger mentality that seems to come out whenever there's trouble. But ignoring bad news does not make it go away. Ignoring problems only makes them worse. I read an article the other day in which a couple of reporters said the news should stop covering crime because crime stories are inherently racist and pro-police. Well, that's like saying we shouldn't write stories about obesity and high blood pressure because those stories upset people and make them look bad. Well, maybe if people weren't obese and have high blood pressure or robbing banks, there wouldn't be any such stories to cover. The media are not causing these problems, people are. And hiding the facts will not make the problems go away. Way back in 1735, Benjamin Franklin said, 3 people can keep a secret only if 2 of them are dead. That was true then, and it's certainly true now. The news media are not causing the problems with the virus, election results, climate change, or any other social ill. If anything, the news media are helping solve the problems by bringing them to public attention. When government leaders, big business, or individual citizens start trying to censor the news, they really need to engage in some serious introspection and ask themselves, what is it they're trying to hide and why? The answers will probably be revealing. I'm Larry Burris.